Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man is slated to go to trial next month for allegedly causing the death last year of his infant daughter. In August of this year, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office said an 11-month investigation led to a charge of child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony, against 33-year-old Joshua Kristen of Postville. The child who died was Kristen's 4-month-old daughter. According to the criminal complaint, on September 2, 2022, sheriff's deputies and emergency personnel responded to Elgin for an infant female unresponsive and not breathing. She would be pronounced dead at Palmer Hospital in West Union. The DCI, along with state and county medical examiners, determined Kristen was under the influence of a narcotic while the child was in his care and knowingly acted in a manner that created the death of the girl by asphyxiation. An autopsy showed she had methamphetamine in her system at the time of her death. Kristen has pleaded not guilty, and his trial is scheduled to begin December 6th in Fayette County District Court. When Kristen was charged with the child's death in August, he was already in the Fayette County Jail, where he had been since May on unrelated drug charges. In September, he pleaded guilty to 3 counts of serious misdemeanor drug possession and 1 count of gathering where controlled substances are used. A North Iowa educator has been placed on administrative leave amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Media reports indicate the suspension involves the Lake Mills Community School District after Superintendent Chris Rogney says the school district was made aware on Monday of professional misconduct involving a secondary teacher. Rogney issued a public statement that reads, "I can understand the concerns you may have upon hearing about this. While I'm not at liberty to provide specific information, what I can tell you is that student safety is our highest priority, and we thoroughly investigate any report that raises a concern about the conduct of a staff member. We are fully committed to collaborating with the local law enforcement authorities to ensure a thorough investigation. While we cannot share any further information at this time due to privacy concerns, we will continue to update our school community as we are able in the coming days." Rogney says the alleged conduct violates both school district policy and the Iowa Code of Professional Conduct and Ethics. A Texas man arrested twice in 5 days for assaults in North Iowa is ready to take a plea deal in one of his cases. 43-year-old Terry Harley of Fort Worth, Texas, was first arrested following incidents June 24th at the Howard County Fair in Cresco, in which he was accused of pepper spraying a male and female victim. 5 days later, he was arrested for punching a man during Clear Lake's 4th of July celebration, with the altercation caught on security camera. For the latter incident, Harley was scheduled for trial December 5th in Cerro Gordo County for assault causing bodily injury, but on Monday, a plea hearing was set for November 28th. Harley still faces 1 felony count and 2 aggravated counts of assault in Howard County, where he intends to argue he acted in self-defense. His trial in Howard County District Court is scheduled for January 3rd. An Osage man's murder conviction is going to cost him nearly an extra $10,000. In August, 24-year-old Nathan Gilmore was convicted of second-degree murder, a Class B felony, in the death of Angela Bradbury, a Cerro Gordo County woman last seen alive in April 2021. Her remains were later found in rural Mitchell County and fully confirmed to be Bradbury's in February of 2022. Gilmore's been sentenced to a prison sentence not to exceed 50 years, but he must serve 35 years behind bars before he's eligible for parole. He was also ordered to pay $150,000 to Bradbury's heirs. Last week, Gilmore was also assessed pecuniary damages and must pay $9,200 to the Crime Victim Compensation Program. Recapping some of the top election results from Tuesday, a $28.5 million bond referendum to revitalize Charles City High School and build an 800-seat performing arts auditorium has been defeated. Former New Hampton Fire Chief Steve Gertz has been elected mayor of New Hampton, getting 336 votes to incumbent Bobby Schrickerath's 217 votes. In the race for 3 seats on the Charles City City Council, incumbents Philip Knighton, Phoebe Pittman, and Keith Starr all won re-election. And Bruce Kabrick and Dara Yeager have been elected to the Charles City School Board, with incumbent Pat Rottinghouse finishing third. Tonight on 95.1 The Bull, it's Hawk Talk with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Friday night on 95.1 The Bull, it's more Iowa men's basketball. They'll take on Alabama State, pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. And on Saturday afternoon, Iowa football hosting Rutgers, 12:30 with a pregame kickoff at 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.